Welcome to Unapologetically Myself.
Oh my god, am I being too loud?
Whatever, f*** it.
Oh yeah, we got this.
Are you guys ready?
I just want y'all to start living life. Just be yourself.
Let's do this, bitches.
Welcome back to Unapologetically Myself. I'm your host, Amanda Carluccio. This episode discusses some sensitive topics, including depression and suicide. So if you or someone you know is struggling, please seek support. Resources will be shared at the end of this episode. Also, I just want to mention I'm not a licensed therapist, obviously. So just keep that in mind. This is my experience with depression. This is my journey, and I hope I can help someone in need that's going through something or struggling. So that's really what this episode is about. So if this is a trigger for you and you don't want to talk about it, totally understandable. Please feel free to skip this video and I'll see you at the next one. Okay, guys. But let's continue. Let's get going. Just a little recap of what's going on. Our merch is out, and I know we talked about this at the last episode, but I actually am wearing one of our sweatshirts, and it's the Unapologetically Myself sweatshirt. This is the only sweatshirt that's not like a Carluccio sweatshirt, if that makes sense. This is the Unapologetically Myself sweatshirt. So this is the podcast merch, if you will. So we only have one item on the podcast merch, which is this one. And it says really, Amanda, you should have came up with a better podcast name because you can't even say it. But on the left side, it says Unapologetically Myself in like a hot pink. The sweatshirt is light pink. And then on the right side of the sweatshirt, it says Anxiety Tears Go Here, like where the right hand is. And I think that's just super cute because, you know, every girl's got anxiety. Well, maybe not every girl, but God bless you if you don't. Well, first off, if you live in New Jersey, there are drones flying over Morris County. And actually, I've seen them. I saw them for the first time yesterday, and it blew my mind. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Why? What is happening? Like, something is happening. There's something they're not telling us. There's a colonial woman on the wing. Yeah, it's scary. Like, something's happening. What's going on? I really would like to know. I do feel like the government knows, but they're not telling us, because if it's really something to worry about, they would tell us, right? Or not? Maybe not. I don't know. But something's going on. Apparently, they're flying from the water, which is also weird, because I saw a episode about how these aliens live under like the sea. They live under the sea. And I saw it on a Netflix special. I don't know what it's called. I'm sorry. But it was a Netflix special about like alien invasion. And they were talking about how aliens like live in the water. So it's kind of scary that all of a sudden these drones are coming out in Morris County in New Jersey. And they're saying they're appearing from the water and just like hovering all around. They're hovering on the military base. They're also like hovering around President-elect's like Bedminster golf area. Kind of scary, kind of freaking out. My boyfriend and I go outside every day and try to find them. So it's become kind of like a hobby. We're like, all right, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go out. Let's go find those drones. Okay. So we go out and we try to find them. And it's weird. They're like, they're not planes, obviously. You can obviously tell. And they're huge. They're like the size of a car. Like, I've never seen a drone that big. You also, like, can't really make it out, because as soon as you see it, it, like, you're like, where'd it go? It's very strange. Anyway, that's going on in New Jersey. What else? It's December, and we're getting ready for Christmas. I wanted to do a couple gift guides for you guys, like a gift guide for her, gift guide for him. Just because I think that would be nice. Everyone deserves a gift guide, right? I feel like all the influencers do gift guides, and I know that's not really my platform, but why not, right? We need a gift guide. I'll give you a gift guide. Another thing is, recently, my Moomoo video that I posted, and if you haven't seen it, please go on my platform, on my Instagram or TikTok, and watch it. It went super viral on Instagram, and I did not expect it to go crazy like that. It's a video of me wearing a muumuu, and I'm in Paris with my cousins. That's where we were. And I was talking to my cousins. My cousin's taking the video, and I'm talking about how I had this muumuu on. I slept at a guy's house with this heinous muumuu on. If you don't know what a muumuu is, it's like a nightgown, but it has like no pants. So my mom wears them all the time. Usually your grandmother does. If you don't know, just call your grandma up and ask her. And so I wore this muumuu at a guy's house the first time I slept at his house, which like he didn't let me sleep at his house for like the longest time. So I'm like, what the actual fuck is going on? Finally slept over his house. Maybe I should have wore something sexier, but I didn't. I brought my muumuu and I come into bed and he's like, are you kidding? You couldn't wear anything sexier? Like, you look like a hospital patient. And he was 100% right. I did look like a hospital patient. And I was like, well, right now, this is all I have. And I also had my retainers in, including my glasses. Yeah. And fast forward to now, he is my boyfriend. So you know what, ladies? Always be yourself, never change, and wear the muumuu. That's what I have to say. That video hit around, I think, 16 million? Crazy. So if you're here from that video, thank you so much. Welcome. Appreciate you. We also were recently on the news. We were on Inside Edition. Because I did a skit regarding the drones in Morris County in New Jersey, and they actually put us up, which is pretty funny. So my phone was blowing up right before this. Everyone was telling me that we were on Insider Edition, so that was cool. So that's pretty much it for the recaps. Let's get right into it and talk about depression. So I know we talked about this in previous episodes, how I do suffer from depression and anxiety. For me, it's more so depression. Not as much anxiety, but anxiety does come along with it. Depression has always run in my family, and unfortunately, I also have it. I know they say it's genetic, but I know people who also have it, and none of their family members have it. Just because somebody's life seems perfect and someone's always laughing and making you laugh does not mean they are not suffering on the inside. That is the farthest thing from the truth. I mean, look at Robin Williams. If you looked at him and his videos, he made everyone laugh and he suffered from depression. So just please be kind to everyone because you never know what someone's dealing with. The happiest person on the outside can be the saddest person on the inside, and that's just the truth. First off, I do want to define depression. So depression is a disorder of the brain. It is a serious mental illness that affects how a person feels, thinks, and behaves. So, antidepressants change the way your brain uses certain chemicals to better regulate your mood and behavior. So I know there's a lot of people and a lot of friends and family I have that say, well, yeah, you know, I think I'm depressed, but I don't want to go on like antidepressants. I don't want to do that. But to me, and I've always said to them, well, is depression debilitating you so much that you cannot go about your day? Because that's not healthy. And maybe you do need an antidepressant to regulate your brain, to regulate those chemicals in your brain to help you live a better life. So let me just talk about my personal experience. So in high school, I had my first breakup and I was devastated. I was crying all the time. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't breathe. I actually got my first like panic attack as well, along with the depression in high school. I remember saying to my mom, like, I can't breathe. I feel like everything's crumbling down on me. Like my chest was tight. I had this pain in my left side. I had to sit down and put my head between my legs. It was awful. And my mom knew because my mom got panic attacks. So she was like, just relax, just breathe, take a deep breath in, deep breath out, in the nose, out the mouth, in the nose, out the mouth. You're going to be okay. Like, it's just a panic attack. But for those of you who have never gotten a panic attack, it almost feels like a heart attack. Not that I've ever gotten a heart attack, thank God, knock on wood. That's what people have said to me. It almost feels like you're having a heart attack. So when that happened, I couldn't concentrate at school. I was extremely fatigued. I was shying away from social activities. I didn't find enjoyment in my daily activities, like going to dance or doing cheerleading. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to socialize with anyone. I literally just wanted to sleep. I also lost a lot of weight. So my mom decided to take me to a psychiatrist. And that's when I first started medication in high school. At that time, I didn't want to tell anyone, right? Like, I was in high school. I was like, people are going to think I'm crazy, okay? I thought if I told people that I was on antidepressants, they think I was like one flew over the cuckoo's nest. Like, woohoo! That's literally what I thought in high school. But that is the farthest thing from the truth. Guys, life is hard. Like, there are so many people with anxiety and depression. It's nothing to be ashamed about. In fact, please, please get help if you feel sad. One, you are not alone. And two, there is stuff that can help you. And if you don't want to try pills right away, there's mechanisms that can help, like journaling, meditation, prayer, even talking to a therapist. So in high school, after the breakup, I think I got on Lexapro. My psychiatrist also prescribed me Xanax at the time because I was getting panic attacks. Another thing is, you don't always have to be on antidepressants for the rest of your life. I kind of have gone on and off. I fluctuate. There's usually something that triggers it, and then I know I need to be back on the pills. Like, I know my body, and I know how I feel, and I know if I'm starting to literally spiral downhill and I'm having depressive thoughts and anxiety for longer than 2 weeks, and I just really can't get out of bed and I'm not finding enjoyment in something I do, then I know I need to go back on my medication. So I was on my medication, I think, for 2 years after the breakup. I weaned myself off of them, and then I went to college. It was fun. We had a blast. And then after college, I went and I got a rhinoplasty in 2011, aka a nose job. And I had an identity crisis after, freaked the fuck out. And I became severely depressed, even more depressed than the breakup. This is actually not talked about enough. It's actually called something, and I wrote it down. So it's called post-operative depression. If you are somebody who's prone to depression, suffers from depression and anxiety, really, really think about cosmetic surgery before you do it. Because post-operative depression, especially if it's a cosmetic surgery, is a real thing. I feel if you are on medication that the plastic surgeon should tell you this could happen, because it definitely put me into a really big spiral. I was having suicidal thoughts, not okay at all. So I think it was the most depressed I've ever been in my life. And because I was having those thoughts, I had to check myself into a mental institution. And I wanted to talk about this because no one knows this. I'm just telling everyone. I did. You know what? I did. And it was the best thing for me. When I went into the facility, I met a whole bunch of people that were like me. And it also helped that there was no mirrors. And I had just gotten a rhinoplasty because I was like obsessing. I also had like obsessive compulsive disorder when I was younger. So it helped that there was no mirrors in this facility, and I only stayed for like 3 days, and then I was like, all right, I'm good. This helped me. I regrouped. I got back on my medication, and I was good. I then had weaned myself off, and I was off the medication for about 5 years. And what's really, really helped me is talking to a therapist about it. Therapists are amazing, okay? They are the best. I think everyone should have a therapist, whether you're depressed or not. It's good to talk to somebody other than your family and friends about your problems. Also, you have to remember that the therapists have gone to school for therapy, so they know how to internalize what you're going through and see it in a different light or a different perspective that you may not have even thought of yourself. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the first signs of depression. The first signs for me, persistent sadness for over 2 to 3 weeks. Like, if you're persistently sad every day, I mean, that's an early sign. Also, being anxious. For me, I always had like pain in my chest. And if that lasted more than like 3-4 days, sometimes it lasted a week. And I was like, I need help. It hurts nonstop. And I would have to take medication, Xanax, for it to go away. Fatigue, like all you want to do is sleep. That's another thing, first sign of early depression. Sometimes I like couldn't even get out of bed. Like, I would just sleep all day in bed. Appetite. For me, I don't eat when I'm depressed. I know some people who are depressed excessively eat. So if there's any change in eating, whether it be they become extremely skinny or heavier than they normally are, definitely check up on them. Another one is difficulty concentrating. I would also have like feelings of worthlessness, and there'd be like thoughts in my head like, this sucks. And like you have to, and this helps when you talk to a therapist, like to reposition your thoughts. So the early signs of depression, I'm just going to do a recap. Persistent sadness for 2 weeks or more. Anxiousness, fatigue, appetite, whether it's loss of appetite or you're eating more. Difficulty concentrating and feelings of worthlessness. So those are the ones that I've written down. Again, I am not a licensed therapist, but this is the signs that I have noticed. And if you see someone or you're struggling with this, please know you are not alone and there is help out there. So what did I do when this first happened? Like I leaned on my family, not so much my friends at first, because I thought I was the only one in high school that was going through this. Like I thought it was crazy. I thought they were going to have to put me like in a straitjacket and like wheel me away. But that is just not the case. So please, please do not think that you are not normal. Like you're a human being, okay? Life is tough, especially today. You know, loss is not easy, whether you're grieving someone or, you know, you're going through a breakup. Like that's a loss. A breakup is a loss. It's not easy. So do not feel stupid for crying over a breakup or being depressed over a breakup. Like that's what I literally thought in high school. I was like, well, why am I having these thoughts over a stupid breakup? And it's not stupid, though. It's a loss. But at the time, that's how I felt. Why can't I just like change my brain to just be happy again? I just couldn't get out of it. And unfortunately, it's a mental illness. It's not your fault. It's your brain that is just not working properly. And you may need some help with antidepressants. The coping and recovery for me, I still talk to a therapist biweekly. I also have a psychiatrist who's able to prescribe me medication. Right now, I am on 10 milligrams of Trintellix, which is a very low dose, by the way. Trintellix is the only one for me that I have not lost my libido. So girls, let me tell you, I know a lot of friends that are like, I want to try antidepressants for my anxiety and depression, but I'm scared I'm not going to have sex. Good question, because I have tried other antidepressants and they have killed my libido. And like, what's worse than being depressed and then not being able to have sex with your significant other? I don't think there's anything worse. Like that sucks. So you want to be able to enjoy life and just talk to your psychiatrist if that's something you're concerned about. And it's really trial and error. It's similar to birth control. Like some birth controls can make you crazy, because it's a lot of hormones, but you just have to talk to your doctor and they'll be able to prescribe you something that works. Also prescribe to Xanax. Now, I don't use the Xanax every day, only when I have a panic attack, and I haven't had one in a month. So I haven't used Xanax in a month. It's only when needed, and that could be like once or twice a year even. A lot of people ask me, like, I just don't want to get addicted to these medications. Totally understand that. You just with everything have to be careful. Like if you're prescribed Xanax, you cannot take it every day. That is not a pill you take every day. It's when needed. If anyone's facing like similar challenges, if you're going through a loss, please know you are not alone. Okay. I know you might feel right now like the world is ending and you cannot keep up and you're drowning. You just want to get out. You just want to be happy. Please know you are not alone and there's people out there that love you and want to help you. If you're ever struggling or know someone who is, there's hotlines to help. So there's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is 988. You can also text HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741741. So it's HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741741. And that's the crisis text line. and they'll be able to help you as well. You're going through a rough time right now. I'm praying for you. It will get better, but please, please do not just say it will get better without help. I'm not saying you need to be on medication, but I'm saying you do not have to feel like this. You do not have to feel sad every day. Feeling sad, really sad every day is not healthy. And you deserve to live a life you've always wanted. I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but please, we want you in this world because the world is a better place with you in it. Okay? You got that? I mean that. Also, please be kind to anyone you encounter. You don't know what they're struggling with. Everyone is battling something. So please be kind and please know you are not alone. And I love you guys. Whew, that was a lot and that was heavy. Let's do thoughts from the loft. My first thought is, this is for the ladies. I don't know who needs to hear this, but ladies, if you don't know whether that man likes you and you're not sure, you really like him, but you're not sure because you haven't seen him in 2 weeks or 3 weeks and he hasn't called, leave. Leave him. Let him go. He's not the one. You will know if a guy likes you. I promise you. They will move mountains if they like you. So don't waste your time on somebody that's not going to give you the time of day. Don't chase. We're not chasing. We're attracting in 2025. Another thought I had, ladies, if your man is still liking OnlyFans girls' pictures on Instagrams with their tits out and all of that, he doesn't respect you. I'm going to say it. He doesn't respect you. I was in a relationship where the guy did this and it bothered me. It bothered me. It's just disrespectful. My boyfriend now, I do not even have to tell him that. It's almost embarrassing when they're like liking all these other girls' pictures. There's no need for that. Ladies, I promise you, there is a guy out there that will respect you and not like those OnlyFans girls with their tits out. Just be respectful of your relationship. So those are my two thoughts, because lately I've been having a lot of friends that have come to me asking for advice, which, like, I am not someone to give advice on relationships. Trust me, I'm 35. It finally took me a long, long, long time to realize what I deserve and what I'm not going to put up with. But that was a big one. A big one for me was respect. And in my past relationships, my boyfriends did not respect me. And that's huge. If they don't respect you, they're not going to treat you right. That's just the bottom line. We'll get more into relationships on the next episode. I just wanted to thank you guys for joining in. I know today was a heavy one, but I love you all so much and appreciate you. Please follow us on Spotify. Go ahead and subscribe to me on YouTube. And thanks so much for watching. Love you guys. Bye. Mwah.